Your physical body and your spiritual body work best together when you're grounded. Being grounded means you're connected to the earth, that you're connected to the source of a much greater energy than yourself, which allows your energy to flow freely rather than shorting out. So it's crucial that we learn to ground ourselves properly every day, to start our day by grounding and centering and aligning ourselves in all manners with the physical body, spiritual body, emotional body, and the mind. Because when we bring all of these elements of ourselves into balance, then we can find our greatest service and our greatest joy in the world. The following section is a grounding that you can do every morning. And as you do this grounding, you'll find that you begin to find the channels of energy, that what may first begin as imagination soon begins to build into really feeling yourself connecting to Earth and really beginning to open the channels between yourself and Earth and yourself and sky. Because truly we are the balancing point between Earth and sky. And as those children of the earth and the sky, when we are the open channel, then we can listen deeply and know how best to act from moment to moment. We begin to live our lives from choice rather than reaction, because we're centered in our true nature and we're balanced in all parts of the self. Energy travels along the imagination. Everything that's been manifested by humans has started by a spark of the imagination, which then allows energy to travel along it to become creation. So when you start this grounding practice, you may first feel like you're just imagining the energy. But use the imagery, even if you feel like you're imagining it, go deeply into that imagination. And you'll find very soon that the energy will be moving on its own, and that your imagination is what jump-started the energy flow, the energy channel. The following grounding is from a European shamanic tradition, and it's a tree grounding of learning to put our roots into the earth, of seeing ourselves as the trunk of that tree, and allowing the branches to come out the top of the head and connect with the sky.